This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going across the river to Springfield, looking at the Emerald Spring Exhibition 2012. It is at the Emerald Art Center at the corner of 5th and Main in Springfield. This is the 7th National Juried Show that the center has put on. It's always an astounding collection of work that comes in.
And what a show it is.
It is. This year there were 139 artists from 26 states, and they submitted 321 paintings. This is just paintings of all kinds. Out of that, about 60 pieces were selected. 54 artists are involved. Lots to look at, Sandy. What caught your eye?
Oh, my goodness. Well, there was only one true example of surrealism, of which I am a fan. There was a Victorian birdcage, which shaped up into a woman's corseted body, whose head erupts with these giant poppies and butterflies and snails and crows. It's very exuberant, imaginative, and it just leaps off the canvas with the exuberance of spring. Although poppy heads and surrealism mixed make me think of an alternative title might have been Opium Dreams.
This one is by Salem artist Carrie Ivanuk, and that's a mixed media piece.
Called Garden Heart.
The amazing thing about this show is that they award a very high number of dollars to these the winners.
Makes it worth their while to submit, for sure.
Yes, it definitely separates it from most shows we see. They always get a juror from out of this area that is not familiar with who the favorites are here in town. But amazingly enough, the Best of Show award went to our very own Cheshire artist, Sarkis Antikagian.
Yes.
It's an oil painting of a young woman called Natasha in red. And it won the grand prize of $2,000, which is not too shabby.
You told me he paints like his hair is on fire,
yeah,
so it really shows in this painting.
Yep, it's a good one. Another one that I was really taken by is one from an artist, Sam Bailey, in Plano, Texas. It's called Quality of Truth, which I don't know what that has to do with the painting. It's a watercolor of leaves, which sounds really boring, but They're most of the leaves are this monochromatic blue color, and then in the center, some of the leaves are naturalistic brownish, and some are kind of half blue and half brown. It's a very mysterious painting.
Very striking.
Yes.
A piece that I thought was a real technical tour de force was by Chris Preslon, of Lake Oswego. It's called Sidewalk Raphael, as in Raphael, the Renaissance painter. This is a woman chalk artist sitting on a sidewalk holding a photo-sized reproduction of two angels by Raphael, and then she's drawing them larger than life size. So you see three levels of portrait proportion going on here. It's beautifully conceptualized and painted, and it's in watercolor. It's amazing.
Yeah, and there are many. There's oils, acrylics, watercolors. There are some mixed media. There's a big variety in technique as well as subject matter. We're talking about the show that's currently at the Emerald Art Center. It runs through June 1st. It's the National Juried Show. Another one that I liked a lot, and I happen to know Brent Burkett, he won the Bronze Medal Award, and it's a little, very intimate, it's only a 12 by 16, a little portrait of his dog Rufus. I helped them put this show up. I did the exhibit layout. And so I handled all of these, but I didn't really know who did what until I saw it later and the show was hung with all the titles. So there were some big surprises. I mean, I know a lot of the people here, but I didn't really recognize the pieces until I saw the tags. And it's a nice discovery.
Well, I liked one by Sarah Kim from Florence, Oregon. It's a watercolor called Reflection on Mom. It's a portrait of an elder woman, but she's caught up into the big swirl of water lilies and time. And I love to see elder faces honored in that particular way. It's very tender, lots of layered meanings, and beautifully done.
One that when I saw the first time before the show was hung, I was pretty sure it was going to get an award, and I was actually pleased it did. It's by a local artist, LaVon Tarbox-Crone.
Oh, yes. That's amazing.
And it's a very large watercolor, a 30 by 22. And it's one of the most intricate ones. It's of beads. And there are hundreds and hundreds of beads. and each one looks like it was painted a portrait of each bead. Mm-hmm. It's just meticulous, detailed. It's big. It's colorful.
Very tactile as well. You could just feel the beads dripping through
your
fingers.
Yeah, it looks like you could run your hand through them. Yeah.
You know, Jana Amundsen's Splits Bowl, I think that's her name from Portland, I've seen her work before. She does encaustic, which, as you explained to me, is rubbing of pigment into wax.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
she has
suspended.
A very, very large example of this complicated technique with this really rich, smooth, blended blues and greens.
Yeah, it has a very unique look to it.
Makes you want to touch it and rub it, and I think you're supposed to.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this show runs through June 1st. It's at the Emerald Arts Center in Springfield at the corner of 5th and Main. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.